Mexicans in the United States are on course to send a record $12 billion home to relatives this year, most of it electronically. In the poor countryside, such remittances are usually spent right away by those who live hand-to-mouth. The government is trying to persuade people to put some of the money aside for nearly unheard-of services, such as health insurance or home loans. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from El Oro, Mexico.
In this poor farming community 2 hours west of Mexico City, Angelina Sandoval supports her four children selling clothes door to door. Her husband, Marcelino, is among some 4 million undocumented Mexicans who've gone to work in the United States. My husband sends me money each time he remembers, she says. Right now he doesn't have work, since he doesn't have any working papers. In good times he can send $200, $250 every 2 or 3 months. Sandoval says she spends those scant dollars on food and rent, giving little thought to items like health insurance, which she considers a luxury. But soon Sandoval's husband will be able to buy her coverage from thousands of miles away in the U.S. Via a new government program called the People's Network, Mexicans in the U.S. can buy insurance for family back home when they wire money. Someone like Angelina would be covered, a rare occurrence in Mexico's economically depressed countryside. I'd like that, she says. In fact, I have two kids that depend on me still. They're in school. It'd be great because we're saving right now for an eye operation for one of our kids. One of her eyes doesn't move. She's 13 years old. Mexico's Rural Development Bank is overseeing the network. Its director, Javier Gavito, says besides offering health care, the program is trying to convince tens of millions of Mexicans to open bank accounts into which family members abroad could directly wire funds. Usually, recipients collect remittances as cash via wire services like Western Union. The new service would make establishing credit easier for those with few resources. This allows you to say, with this money that I'm wiring home, I'm going to put aside a certain percentage to qualify for a home mortgage, he says, or into a savings account for a small commercial loan so that I can start a small business when I return home one day. Within a year, says Gavito, some 3,000 tiny credit unions will be operating in Mexico's most remote regions. To open an account, one needs the equivalent of just $10. In the States, U.S. Bank is the lead partner in the network, trying to bring Latinos in the United States into its branches. Alice Perez is the bank's Hispanic market director.
What's in it for U.S. Bank is reaching an unbanked population that's out there today. In the U.S., we're not really a cash-based economy. We're an economy where you have to have an account to pay bills to pretty much, you know, function here. And so realizing that, if we want to ensure that we are providing services to that group.
Some 3 million undocumented Latinos currently are unbanked. Many are wary that joining official institutions could raise their profiles and get them deported. Poor Mexicans back home, with little tradition of using banks, are also highly suspicious of such institutions. Only a third of all Mexicans have bank accounts. The sector has been plagued by fraud. 36-year-old housewife Maria Ramirez depends entirely on the money her husband wires home from the States to feed her 5 kids. She says she stays away from banks altogether. A while ago, I had a bank account with a debit card, she says. I went to take out 1,000 pesos, and the machine didn't dispense the cash, but my account was reduced. I told the manager, and he sent a letter, but I never got my money back, and I don't know what happened. The government has introduced new oversight mechanisms for the savings and loan industry, says José Hernández, the director of one small savings and loan here in Oro called La Monarca. But he says there are still risks.
No, ninguna entidad latina.
We don't have any insurance, he says. The new banking oversight rules say we've got to start our own insurance fund, but that has yet to be set up. U.S. Treasury officials who are promoting the People's Network say if it works in Mexico, it could be tried in Central America, where another $8 billion in remittances are sent each year. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.